Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. I'm here today with Curtis Preston, Executive Editor at TechTarget and Independent Backup Expert, to talk about Oracle Backup. Hi, Curtis, and thanks for being here with me today.
Anytime.
So, Curtis, can you explain what the different options are for backing up Oracle?
There are a few. There is the long-term, the old-timers method for those of us that have been backing up for Oracle for a long time, which is now officially referred to as user-managed backups, which is basically shell scripts that put the database in and out of backup mode or shut it down, and then you back up the file. That's the old-timers method. Then there is the recovery manager, referred to as RMAN, which is the preferred method, the method that, you know, certainly Oracle pushes you towards, which is also the only way to integrate it with your third-party backup application. There's also something called an import-export, which is not technically a backup, but it is one of the ways that people back up Oracle, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And then there are also myriad ways outside of the official Oracle spectrum, such as things like CDP and such, which we'll probably won't touch on here. But I think it is important to understand that those types of technologies, CDP and near CDP, are also going after the Oracle backup space, just like they're going after the SQL Server and Exchange backup and all of that. But what we're going to talk about here is probably the Oracle sanctioned ways of doing that type of backup.
Okay. Can you explain what user-managed backups are?
So basically you have a shell script that is written by the user, right? It is not provided by Oracle at all, that utilizes built-in commands inside the Oracle database, everything from, shut down the instance to just placing the database in backup mode. And Oracle has actually added features to this over time. For example, it used to, several years ago, the only way that you could do this is you had to query Oracle for a list of all the table spaces, and then you had to put each individual instance into backup mode. Now Oracle has provided a single command that you can put the entire instance in backup mode, which takes a lot of the guesswork out because, you need to be pretty good at scripting to properly query Oracle, get the list of table spaces, parse that list, and then pass that list on to another loop that then puts all of those table spaces into backup mode. It's not rocket science, but it has eluded a number of people, and it's easy to make a mistake. So it's nice that Oracle has added that feature. And then basically you either put it in the offline mode or you put it in hot backup mode, and then you just back up the files, right? And then when you're done, you start the database up or you take it out of backup mode, and that's pretty much user-managed backups. It implies that you're going to do something else with the files, so you're going to back them up with a commercial backup product, or perhaps, as is most common, you might even just be copying them over to another piece of storage to then grab those files with your commercial backup product. That's become a pretty common practice. Not one I necessarily like, but it's become a pretty common practice where users, DBAs actually, will manage the backups of their databases. They will write these scripts. They will essentially dump the database by copying the files over after they've put it in the backup mode or shut it down, and then put them into a directory, and then the backup person, then all they have to do is back up these files. I am not a fan of that approach for a lot of reasons, but that has become a pretty common approach. So that's user-managed backups. When you look at it, the challenge there is more about restore. Well, there's a couple of challenges with the backup space. First off, just the fact that you're scripting it, it's all about you, and it's easy to make a mistake and mess up a script. And if you do, then you're not going to get any help from Oracle. And another problem is, especially if you're using that two-step method that I described earlier, you, first off, you have to buy that extra disk, which is can be expensive. You have to also, you have to coordinate all these activities, and your backup software, it's just backing up some files, and it doesn't necessarily know that those files are any good. It doesn't know whether the DBA's shell script worked or didn't work, which that disconnect is my main, whether you dump it to a disk or you put it in backup mode and then you back it up with the backup software, that disconnect there between the backup process and the database process is the biggest backup challenge with user-managed backups. And then on the restore side, your biggest challenge is that you are also managing the restore. It is up to you to start the database in various modes and to have the basically Oracle complain to you, hey, I can't find this file or I can't find that file. And then you go and you you manually restore those files from backup, whether they're from tape or disk or whatever. And it's a very manual process. Whereas with RMAN, you know, that whole process can be completely automated. But the other big thing that I forgot to mention, the backup challenge for user-managed backups, is that there's no concept of incremental backup. So every backup that you do of Oracle is going to be a full, which has both bandwidth, CPU, and storage challenges. So, but that is, for many people, they like it. They like it for two reasons. One is they've been doing it that way, and, you know, it's the tried and true, and they're not worried about the risk because they, you know, they know all the risks and they've worked through that and they figured out how to do it properly. And then the other is that they see it as cheap, because if you go the other route, the RMAN route, you are going to, in most cases, be required to buy an agent for your backup software product, which is going to cost more than not buying that agent, right? I do caution people to consider the costs of doing it the other way and the risk of doing it the other way, meaning doing it the user-managed way, and the way that risk and cost against the cost of buying the RMAN option.
Okay, so speaking of RMAN, how does RMAN work, and why is it the preferred method of backing up Oracle?
Well, so RMAN is built into Oracle, and it is essentially an API that your backup product, without a commercial backup product, you can actually just log into RMAN, and it's just a command that you can run from, you know, that you can actually script, and you can talk to RMAN, and then it's an API that that command talks to an API, which then talks to the database, and you can simply say backup database, right? I mean, it's a beautiful thing, right? None of this putting into backup mode or shutting it down and finding where all the files are and all that kind of stuff. You can just simply say backup database, and with RMAN, the most basic setup of RMAN, that will then copy the database for you to a location that you've specified, right? Again, comparing that to user-managed backup, you have to put the database in backup mode, then you have to figure out where the files are and copy all the appropriate files to that. As opposed to with RMAN, even without a commercial backup application, you can simply log into RMAN for free as part of Oracle and simply say backup database, and it will then, you know, do the appropriate thing and copy the files to a directory, a disk directory that you've specified. So that's the basic stuff. So first off, it's just simpler. And actually, that's kind of the overall story here. So it's just much simpler and risk-free as opposed to the alternative user-managed backups. But then the real joy of RMAN is when you can combine it with your commercial backup application. So there's a library, a binary, an executable that is the thing that connects that RMAN command with Oracle. When you want to, instead of going to disk like I just described, and you want to send the backups directly to your backup application replaces that binary, that library, with their library. And so they then talk to the RMAN, that library, and that library talks to the RMAN API. And so you've got this like a highway straight from your backup app right into Oracle that says, hey, you know, again, you issue that command, backup database. And then there's this stream of data that comes out of Oracle that gets passed straight back to your backup application, which they can then put on whatever device you have specified, whether it's disk or tape or a deduplicated target or whatever. And again, comparing that back to the user-managed backups, the one of the biggest challenges that I have with user-managed backups is that disconnection between the backup app and what's actually happening. This completely makes that connection, right, all the way down to the database, all the way back to the database. If anything happens anywhere along that route, right, the database crashes, whatever, you know, the connection goes away, and we don't get the backup application knows, and it can report that to something, as opposed to in the user-managed backup space where, let's say, the database dump didn't work, and so the backup application is back, you know, in that scenario where we dump the database to a file in the user-managed backups. We dump it to a file, and then we have the backup application come in and grab that file. Well, the backup application keeps grabbing a file. It doesn't even realize that the file is the same, right? It hasn't been changed because the database backup's been failing. That's connected. That's disconnected. But with the RMAN, it's just a straight connection right into Oracle, right? So that's the big difference. And so it's supported by Oracle. It's going to be supported by your third-party backup application. And then there are a lot of advantages to RMAN because of that connection. One of the things is, and a really big thing, is that you can do true incremental backups. RMAN, or your backup application, says, I'm here to back you up and I want to do an incremental. RMAN has been keeping a bitmap, and it knows the blocks that have been changed since the last time a backup was performed, so it just says, here are the blocks, and send them off. So you can do the full backups, you can do incremental backups. You've got this complete connection from the backup application down to your database. And then, and of course, you don't need an intermediate staging device like we were talking about with the user-managed backups. But then the really cool stuff is when it comes time to restore a database that's broken. You simply start RMAN and you say, you know, restore the database, and then you say recover the database. And recover the database, restore the database is where it actually goes and puts any files back that it needs to put. And then recover the database is when it applies what's referred to as media recovery or redo in Oracle speak, where it's you know, because if you restore a backup from last night, there were some changes that happened since that time. So it needs to go into what's called the redo logs to get the redo to replay against that backup. So that's referred to as recovery after the restore. But it's basically just two commands. And then RMAN, so you can log into RMAN, and RMAN knows that it's been connected to your backup app. So when you just log into RMAN, and the DBA can do this, DBA can log into RMAN, and he runs the RMAN restore database command. RMAN API talks to the library that talks to the backup app, and the backup, and RMAN says, I figured out the files that are broken, here are the files that I need. Your backup app says, here they are. And then it hands, you know, basically, you know, it's just, again, this highway right back and puts those files in place. And then you say recover database. And again, it talks to the API, it talks to the library. The library talks to the backup app, says, here's the redo that you need to do that, right? So it's this complete connection backwards and forwards. And it's such a simple recovery as opposed to that super complicated recovery of the user-managed backups. So it's kind of I know it's a really long answer. It's hard to answer in a short short question. But this is the reason why it's the preferred method is that, A, it is simpler. It's also simpler for them to support. Imagine what it's like for Oracle to support user-managed backups. They don't know what your shell script is doing. And they can't really do that, right? You know, you're like, hey, my backups didn't work. I went to restore my database, and my backups didn't work. Well, how did you do them? Well, in order to know how you did your backups, you got to show them in a shell script, which means they got to have somebody look at your shell script and figure it out. And basically what they're saying is that's beyond the scope of our support. If you did user-managed backups and your backups are screwed up, that's your problem, right? You're the one that managed them. You figure out why they don't work, right? I mean, if you issue a user-managed backup command, such as alter tablespace begin backup, and that command doesn't work, you can call support. But if you did your backups and all the commands worked, but your backups don't work, that's your problem, right? And so this is why RMAN is a supported thing, because it's like I said, it's this highway straight through. You're taken out of the process, and Oracle can talk to the backup software company, and solve that straight through. And finally, there's actually an option from Oracle themselves. If you find yourself interested in RMAN, but you don't, and you'd like to have the cool stuff that comes with having a third-party, commercial backup application, but you don't have one yet, or you don't have one that has it's connected to RMAN, Oracle offers an option, a backup software product that they acquired several years ago that, just like with VMware, they have VMware data recovery. Same thing here. There's an Oracle Secure Backup, which you can buy from them. They will manage tape libraries for you. And that way, your entire backup solution for Oracle can come straight from Oracle.
Okay. So what's the use case for import-export backups?
Yeah, so the thing with import-export is it's not really, people call it a backup, but it's not really a backup. Because, it's more an archive than a backup, because it's a single point in time copy of the database, of the contents of the database, of the structure. A backup of Oracle, whether it's made by RMAN or the user-managed backups, it's a file. It's like your database files, your .dbf file. And import-export is actually a text file, essentially type. It's that type of like what the content, the schemas of the database, and then the individual records that go into the database. And that import-export can only be used to recover either the entire database or a portion of the database to a single point in time, and that point in time when you took that export. The biggest problem with using it for the backup is that it needs to be done in a particular mode. Like, whereas backups can be done while the database is running, export really cannot, because if you're making any updates to the database while you're exporting it, you've got referential integrity problems where it's like changing, you're pulling a rug out underneath your backups. So you need to stop updates to the database while you're doing an export. So that's the first really big problem for most people. And then the second is that you can only use it to recover to that exact point in time. And if you made any changes after that, it's you cannot use, we talked earlier, you cannot use redo like you can with backups. You can't use redo to roll forward to a point in time. You can only recover to that point in time that you made that export. But people do it because they think of it as easier. Some people think of it as easier. I don't think of it as easier at all. The one advantage that the export has is that the export tends to be a little bit more, although not completely, version independent than an RMAN or user-managed backups. If you've got an RMAN backup or a user-managed backup of Oracle, it's pretty much tied to the version of Oracle that was running at the time of the backup. An export can be, under certain circumstances and with some limitations, can be used by perhaps by a previous version of Oracle or a more recent version of Oracle. Which is why I'm saying the main purpose that people use it for is perhaps as an archive, right? To provide a historical view of the database that isn't as tied to a version as regular backups are. And then the other thing that people use exports for is table-based recovery. It has been historically difficult in Oracle to recover a single table. If that table goes bad, you have to recover an entire table space. But there's been some movement in that, some added functionality. So if that's the reason, if somebody's listening to this and that's the reason why they've been sticking with exports, perhaps you should talk to Oracle again and get an update on how they solve those problems today with RMAN and those types of things, so that maybe you could move forward and stop using exports as backups, because they really are a very problematic way to do backups.
Okay. And the last question I have for you, Curtis, is can you outline some of the best practices for backing up Oracle?
First, back it up. that's my best practice. So the biggest one, and I know that people that aren't doing it, they may roll their eyes, really, really, really consider RMAN. I was, if you read some of my writings from, 10 years ago now, you would see me really pushing user-managed backups over RMAN. I thought when RMAN was initially designed, it actually made backups more complicated. It has now made, it is so much easier than user-managed backups. So the first is really, really, really consider moving towards RMAN if you're not using it today. And by the way, one of the main arguments against RMAN, that license issue, has gone away with most managed or commercial backup products, so at least a major one. So within the last year or 2 years, Symantec, EMC, so Symantec Net Backup, Backup Exec, EMC's Networker, Commvault, Symphana have all gone, and other backup products have all gone to a capacity-based license that doesn't have extra charges for databases. So if you've moved to that capacity-based license, you could start using RMAN without having to pay extra. So that's the first thing, is just really look into that, see if you can move to a capacity-based license and start using RMAN. So that's the first big thing. And then the next thing is to not ignore your redo, right? So really think about the redo logs and how to back them up. My biggest answer for those is you can back up under many circumstances your database directly to tape, but your recovery logs, your redo logs, really need to be going to disk and to be, at the last 24 to 36 hours of recovery or redo logs should totally be accessible directly on disk, because if you do any significant amount of redo during a recovery, you're going to be grabbing tape after tape after tape after tape. But if it's all on disk, it's going to go literally 10 times faster. I'd say that's about it.
All right. Well, thank you for all those answers, Curtis.
No problem.
And for more information on Oracle Backup, you can visit searchdatabackup.com.